Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. And let's be honest, somebody's got to do it. I'm your guy. If you're offended in some way, too bad. Maybe that's the point. Freedom of speech, number one. And here are three big things you need to know now. Number one, President Joe Biden, get this, used an alias. Joe Biden used an alias of a KGB spy from Tom Clancy novels in some of his emails back and forth with his corrupt son and brother. True, all part of the Biden crime cartel, it seems. Number two, the FBI conducted millions of warrantless searches on Americans in 2021. That's right, millions, along with the Ministry of Truth, will get you to comply or else. That's right. And number three, there is an invasion coming, unlike anything we've ever seen before at the southern border. It is coming in 3 weeks or so. And despite calls from some desperate Democrats to stop the insanity, senile Joe Biden plods on, answering to, well, God only knows who, but he clearly isn't in charge anymore of, well, anything. So despite the fact that an open border will cost the Democrats 4 to 6 seats in the U.S. Senate, dozens of seats in the House, the plan to end Title 42 will continue, and the predictions are for 18,000 illegals a day coming into this nation, and that means enough people to fill Atlanta every single month. It is an act of treason, in my estimation. And it has to be stopped, but somebody is pulling the strings and paying the bills, and there is no end in sight. None whatsoever. They don't seem to care much about what's happening to you, to me, to middle America. They don't care. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why is it that they don't care that they're willing, so willing, to open the doors and say, come on in. Come on in. Let's go to bite number one. Health and Human Services, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, I got that DHS mixed up there, admits that 1.6 million illegals have already been released in just the first few months of the Biden administration, released without restrictions. Bite one, listen to this.
The DHS has directly released at least 836,000 aliens into the United States since January 21st. Then you add the 207,000 unaccompanied alien children, UACs. And then your Border Patrol estimates somewhere from 200,000 to 400,000 gotaways. In other words, encounters that are not evade apprehension. So
and,
does that,
and gotaways have been a challenge.
From the beginning, yeah.
From the beginning.
But that matches your numbers roughly?
I believe so.
So that's all without Title 42. In place. I mean, with Title 42 in
place. Title 42.
When it's removed, you're going to see more numbers.
More numbers. 1.6 million that they admit to. And then asked on another, they've got him on the Sunday shows making the rounds. And then asked about, okay, how do you solve the problem at the southern border? Mayorkas' answer. Amnesty. See it. Amnesty. Bite number two, you have to hear it to believe it. Bite two, go.
You call for immigration reform legislatively a lot. Can you name one thing that would help you deport more illegal immigrants that Congress could do?
What we are talking about when we talk about legislation is building the orderly legal pathways for people to obtain relief under our laws.
Obtain relief under, that's amnesty. That, my friends, is amnesty. All right, I want to skip ahead a little bit. I want to skip ahead a little bit to bite number five, because this is all part of the collapse of the Democrat Party, collapse of the Biden administration, collapse of any narrative, of any credibility, because there isn't any at this point. The price of gasoline overnight where I am shot up 43 cents. From $3.96 to $4.39 overnight. The price of gasoline is rising again. It hasn't reached its record yet, but diesel has. Diesel fuel in America has reached its highest point. And according to the New York Times, inside advisors, people inside the inner circle of Joe Biden, and others have been warning for more than a year that the inflationary problems would be devastating. And they didn't do anything. They were told over and over and over again, it's coming, and they didn't do anything. Let's jump to bite number five. Bite number five, these are reporters from the New York Times talking about the warning signs and the warnings given directly to the president, who was, well, probably at nap time. Go.
And we have a story that's going to be today on the New York Times website that is for the first time going to reveal a number of memos and polling and decks that show the course of Biden's decline over 2021 and the urgent warnings that his pollster offered the White House to stop that decline.
Alex, it's what's remarkable about it is that the White House isn't blind to this, so they haven't reacted.
That's right. And, you know, I think one of the prevailing narratives about the White House is that they didn't see inflation coming.
Yeah.
They didn't see it coming, that immigration was going to be this persistent political headache. What we reveal in the book is that the president's own chief pollster was warning as early as April of 2021. The president's barely taken office at that point, and his pollster's already warning him, you've got to take this stuff seriously. And they just didn't.
And they just didn't. They didn't take it seriously. Here's inflation, which leads to the next major problem that we're facing. The energy crisis and the inflation crisis go hand in hand to the next major crisis, which is going to be like the 1930s, potentially. Like the 1930s, but add a few million illegals running around the country who don't care about law and order and don't care about you, potentially. Every man for himself type attitude. Go to bite number six. Global food shortages are on the horizon. It will hit the United States. Just one more thing the Biden administration is not taking seriously. We will pay a price because instead of addressing fertilizer shortages, we're talking about manure. Samantha Powers, here's her solution to the coming global food crisis. Listen. Bite six.
Fertilizer shortages are real now because Russia is a big exporter of fertilizer. And even though fertilizer is not sanctioned, less fertilizer is coming out of Russia. As a result, we're working with countries to think about natural solutions like manure and compost. And this may hasten transitions that would have been in the interest of farmers to make eventually anyway. So never let a crisis go to waste, but we really do need this financial support from the Congress to be able to meet emergency food needs so we don't see the cascading deadly effects of Russia's war extend into Africa and beyond.
Never let a crisis go to war, says Samantha Powers. Of course she does. Why wouldn't she? Of course she does. Samantha Powers. Manure. I mean, they know about a lot about that inside the Beltway, that's for sure. At any rate, this part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. Lose weight, feel great. Do it now. All this stress coming, you might as well get battle ready. Get down to your fighting weight because you might need to battle back. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You'll find out more. At GruberHealth.com. Lose weight, I did, 4 years ago or more. So glad I did that. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, Tim Snyder will be here, an economist. Diesel prices on the way to $6 a gallon, and then what? Over the cliff we go. Better get bicycles. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Have we gotten to the point where at some high school game that an official has finally had enough from coaches, players, and adults, pulls off the whistle, and offers it to you? Let's hope not. There's no way you could do a better job. It's on everyone to promote good sportsmanship. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.